Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Everybody on the text line is arguing about what makes someone a Pro Bowler. I believe appearing in the Pro Bowl makes you a Pro Bowler.
Definitely, if you played in the Pro Bowl, I feel like you have to be considered a Pro Bowler.
You are. That's,
I mean,
how
if I'm
works.
His agent, like, and I'm putting one of those Scott Boras things together, doesn't it say 2021
Pro Bowler? If you go to his Pro Football Reference page, where you can always check, like, yeah, all pros, Pro Bowlers, SB champs,
there's,
it says
something there.
One ex Pro,
yeah,
Bowl.
Yeah. So, like, he's a Pro Bowler.
I know. That's why I said now, it with air quotes, which only the Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI audience could see, and I'm sure they thoroughly enjoyed it.
I do actually believe that I should probably turn my visor around because I look like a douche on Twitch.
You're the one
who said it.
This is a rough look. You got Michigan colors on your sweatshirt. You got Clemson and the visor backwards.
Boston Marathon.
I'm just saying it's Michigan colors.
It's also summer weather, according to Andy. It's 45 degrees. Time to break out the shorts.
Absolutely.
The hardo move of all hardo moves.
It's always great at the end of the show. I know what kind of weather we're having. If Andy's coming to join Keith and I see Andy walk by in shorts, I'm like, all right, it's at least 37 degrees outside, yeah, if not warmer.
Yeah, if it drops below that, then I got to be a big boy and put pants on for the show.
You know, Porky Pigot.
I do actually believe that there's a difference between, there are people that go to Pro Bowls and Pro Bowlers.
Right.
And just like there are starting quarterbacks in the NFL and guys who start in the NFL. And that's actually a challenge Mac, I think, will face moving forward. Is he a true starting quarterback or is he a guy that starts in the NFL? Dan Orlovsky, yesterday, all in. He's a starting quarterback that can win a lot of games in the league. We'll see.
It's nothing new with Dan Orlovsky. 617-779-7937. Let's grab a phone call before we get to the Patriots news of the day side of this report. The one that the statement that actually came out of Foxborough. This is Bob in Londonderry. Bob, you're on.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good. Super. How are you?
Great.
Good, good. I wanted to point out something that I had noticed, and I'm not the biggest sports fan, but I hang with people, we watch all the games, and I hear nobody address this, but in my opinion, this is even before Brady left, all of a year or two before Brady left, up till now, the Patriots have absolutely become a fumble team, a butterfingers. They can drop the ball any given play, and even when you watch the rest of the league this year, boy, these guys can bench press 350, no problem. But, boy, there's a lot of these people dropping balls. Do you agree with that on the Patriots?
Go ahead, Andy.
I don't know that I do. I mean, they have fumbles, but
their miscues, turnovers, interceptions, fumbles, the rate at which they turn the ball over has increased drastically since
they're
the Brady.
Good. Is.
Yes.
Wouldn't you say the bigger issue, if you're talking about the identity of the Patriots, would be the penalties? Rather than the fumbling?
I think the mistakes have become the identity of the Patriots.
Like the mental errors.
Fitzy and I have talked about this endlessly. Like, uncharacteristic No. Characteristic Patriot plays.
That's been
over
the turnaround.
The last 3 years.
Yes,
absolutely.
At what point do the Patriots make enough mistakes? A lot, running into the kicker on Thanksgiving, allowing blocked punts, multiple kickoff returns, more fumbles in a single season than they had in 5 years with Tom Brady. At what point do you start referring to them as characteristic mistakes? Bill Belichick team never allows two kickoff returns. No, this is characteristic now of the team they've become.
Absolutely.
In the last 3 years.
And we notice it dramatically, or I notice it when we hear national people talk about it. Oh, Howie Long on the post game. I mean, the mid game halftime show. Mid game show. Halftime show. Post game show.
What the cool kids are calling it, the mid game show.
Howie Long or Terry Bradshaw, and you're like, wow, you guys really don't follow the Patriots all that closely.
Oh, it's all based off reputation. This. Exactly. Yeah. Like
Bill Belichick team doesn't make mistakes.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, lots of them actually.
They have been.
Absolutely. That's who they are. Now the specific fumbling, are they a fumbling team? Over the last 3 years, four, I mean, I can look up numbers. I can do that in one of the breaks. I mean, that was something people monitored after Deflategate because, oh, the soft ball was easier to hold and they didn't want to fumble and blah, blah, blah. And people realized, no, it didn't really pan out on the football field in the numbers. They've had bad fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
Like Cam Newton in Buffalo, you're going to beat the Bills? Oh, you didn't. Miami Dolphins, you're going to win? Oh, you didn't.
Like Damian Harris, soul cruncher on the opener of 2021. Ramondre Stevenson, Christmas Eve this year. Like, they never used to fumble in crucial high-leverage situations.
But who are these people?
Not Tom Brady. Not Rob Gronkowski.
Not even red jacketers, I would argue. Like, you're talking about Kevin Falk had an early career fumbling problem. He cleaned it up and became Mr. Reliable. Or James White. Like, you were counting. More often than not, the ball was in the hands of a guy who was going to wear a red jacket. How many people playing over the last couple of years are going to wear a red jacket on the offense? I would argue not very many. I don't know too many. Fitzy?
On this team?
Yes.
None.
Okay. So
no one on
lesser
this offense
players,
right now that's a red jacket candidate.
Lesser players make more mistakes. That's why they're lesser players.
Can we get to the news of the day?
What's the news of the day?
Okay, so...
Yeah, great news, guys.
Oh, news. Hey, news, 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 news.
I've never gotten that excited about news in my life.
This is the news from out of Foxborough, Massachusetts. The New England Patriots announced that Bill O'Brien has been hired as offensive coordinator / quarterbacks coach. O'Brien spent 5 seasons with the Patriots from 2007 to the 2011 season, contributed to 5 winning seasons, 4 AFC East Division titles, and 2 AFC Conference champions during his time with New England. The Patriots finished in the top 10 in offense every year during O'Brien's time with the Patriots. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick said, quote, "I am looking forward to working with Bill again. He is an outstanding coach and an asset to our staff."
Fitzy, the automatic joke there is Bill O'Brien's an asset. Matt Patricia and Joe Judge were
people that don't work for the team anymore.
You're a
Now, we don't know that.
People that likely won't work for the team anymore. Bill O'Brien, yeah. I mean, this is, I mean, for God's sakes, what is it that, like, today's the day they officially announced it? Like, the Patriots tweeted out the story that report Bill O'Brien to work for Patriots and resume offensive coordinator position 2 days ago. I mean, they make such a
circus. Had to get the release ready. Leave the PR guy alone. It took a little bit.
They've known about it for days. What do you mean? It took him 3 days to write up a Bill O'Brien
return? To track down Bill and get a good quote like that.
Yeah, what a quote, too. What a sizzler.
Yes, you're right. The Shrine Bowl had already put Bill O'Brien on their little picture thing.
And the Patriots were, like, quote tweeting that out.
Yeah, the news of the day would have been.
Now it's official.
No, the news of the day would have been, unfortunately, Billy O'Brien declined our contract offer, and we're still searching.
He read the article, and he was like, I don't
Chargers. Want that. I'm not doing this.
I don't, what the hell is that? That's not what I signed up
Mac
for.
Mac Jones, he's a surly brat. I'm going to work with Herbert.
But at least we know you have an offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. His name is Bill O'Brien. He has the title of offensive coordinator. You have a quarterback's coach. He has a title of quarterback's coach. We are returning to, Fitzy, as I like to say, titles are mattering again. And when the titles used to matter, they used to win titles.
Titles aren't the most important thing in the world around here to us. Winning is.
And stats are for losers, which is what they embraced more than the last couple in the last couple
Steve
of years.
Steve Belichick's defense ranked pretty high, and
stats
they didn't have penalties.
Losers.
I think you guys are yada-yadding past the actual little piece of news in here, which was we weren't sure that Bill O'Brien was going to be partly quarterback's coach.
I was.
So that means that Joe Judge is totally out of it.
Excellent. Well, no, he's unfortunately still in a supervising
role.
Well,
he's totally away from Mac Jones, it appears.
Yes.
Well, I think Mac probably made that clear.
Yeah, I think
I can't work with that guy.
It's me or him.
And Bill would say, be like, I don't even really want either of you.
Did you guys, before, and we're going to talk to Karen Garigian in about 20 minutes, so don't go anywhere because we're going to pull back the curtain to her reporting and this incredibly validating expose from the Boston Herald about how the Patriots season got to where it got to, which was not making the playoffs. But I wonder how you feel about what Tommy Curran said to us a couple minutes ago. He was on here. If you missed it, check it out on the Odyssey app. He brought up Frank Edelman.
Yeah.
Talking about, hey, Bill O'Brien was waiting in the wings all along. This season didn't mean anything. And this is what Tommy Kern had to say following that.
I think that probably by midseason or towards the end of the season, it's like, well, we can't do this again. This was a mistake. Hopefully we can get Billy O. Which is, again, they didn't bring anybody else in other than Billy O, who would conceivably be the repairman for the offense. So you start to wonder, and I was speaking to Julian Edelman's dad, Frank, today, who he is a card-carrying Bill guy. And we still talk all the time about the Patriots. He's like, I think it was Billy O all the time. And they just, he knew he was going to get him. So they just kind of mailed it in on the year. Not mailed it in, but, you know. And I still look at that and I'm like, maybe.
So I love this. I mean, look, so they get, at least they, we know that they get, it seems like through halfway through the season or late November, early December, Vikings game or something. And they say, we got to get Billy Owen here. We got to start reaching out to him, even though apparently he said that this is where it loses connection for me, because he said he didn't hear anything from Foxborough. But behind the scenes, they're like making plans. Are they making like a grand pitch that they're going to present to him in a couple weeks?
Yes, I believe that they did not have contact with him from when he said, what, April, when he visited through. It was when they were doing media day for the Alabama.
Can we get you? No, we made a 2-year deal. Okay, and that was it. They just shut off contact.
And that's very Belichickian.
It's excessively deferential, I would say.
Yeah, but did it become obvious they needed him? Sure, but this idea from Frank Edelman and others that it was a fait accompli.
But you're the one who said, though, you have said that if that was the case all along, then you believe that to be a fireable offense.
Yeah, you wasted a year after wasting a year a couple of years ago.
A lost season.
How can you be a, like, Frank Edelman, Bill we trust guy?
I think it was Billy O all the time.
So you wasted a year?
Let me tell you, Tom, I think it was him all along.
Not only wasted a year.
Yeah.
What damage has, we've been talking about it. I think you'll get a clean slate, fresh slate. You can move forward. They're pretty young still. Probably not irreparable damage, but you wasted a year and took a chance at screwing up your quarterback. Is that good business?
That's pretty bad business.
Yeah.
Not a lot of Mac Jones jerseys sold this year, and Mac Jones was the number 6 jersey seller last year.
What did he drop to? Do you have the
way
metrics?
Out of the top 10?
Really?
Yes.
Do they chart it outside the top 10? I'm just
no. But he long gone. Like it was like he was number 6, and then he was gone.
You said really with like a surprised question mark. He was terrible. The team was terrible.
Yeah,
it was a debacle.
No, I was saying, can I clarify my really? That he was 6th last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that surprised me.
He was a Pro Bowl quarterback.
But he was also
was
stuck
he?
On that
Andy,
text line.
Andy, he wasn't just a Pro Bowl quarterback. He was a stud on this national team that always sells headlines.
I gotta be honest, I live in this New England bubble. I don't know what people are saying outside sometimes. If like, you but know, I go down to D.C. Nobody gives a crap about Mac Jones.
He was top 100. NFL top 100.
Yep.
Pro Bowl.
A lot
goes
of
to the playoffs.
About that too.
Like, well, you should grouse. Was he great? Was he really
well,
one of the best
I'm from New England.
Players?
My resting state is grouse.
Okay. Yes. Boys, we got a trend. When we come back on the other side, don't go anywhere because we will have Karen Garigian to speak to about this expose from the Boston Herald. What went wrong? The most dysfunctional season with the Patriots under Bill Belichick. We'll hit that next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Digging through the wreckage here on WEEI, thanks to Andrew Callahan and Karen Garigian, the authors of this fantastic Boston Herald piece. The most dysfunctional season under Bill Belichick. If you haven't read it, go to bostonherald.com or pick up a copy. The back page, I'm still a sucker for the tabloid newspaper back pages. You know, New York, the papers do them great.
The New York Post, I mean, they're the GOAT.
Daily News.
Yeah.
But Herald's back page today, I thought was very good.
Rock solid.
Kudos to them.
Andrew and Karen are getting much praise, taking a victory lap. I'm sure Andrew is probably a few double IPAs deep right now, celebrating all the national prominence.
That man is a dry January guy.
Is he?
Yeah. It's a personal issue in our friendship, but it's for another day.
Yeah, since Mego's having a martini right after the show.
I said that I was going to have a martini tonight, and I said that in the privacy of our friendship. No,
sorry. It's Thursday, Thursday.
And then,
where's my shakers?
The weird thing is her shaker's in the Subaru.
Well, I believe she said something about swimming in it.
Subaru?
Oh, I thought you did. What's wrong with it? Wait, hold on. First of all, what's wrong with a Subaru?
It's like a mom car.
No, it's not.
No. Some Subarus are like the sportiest car you can get.
Really?
A WRX?
It's sportier than a Jeep Wrangler.
Yes, they're like rally car things or whatever.
What's
they
a
race.
Rally car?
I'm very offended right now.
Yeah,
do
no
you
kidding.
Drive a Subaru?
I drive a little red Subaru.
First of all, Coupe,
the sporty
Coupe,
one or the mom?
It's an Outback. It's a mom car.
Coupe as
okay, then why are you offended? You just said it.
No, but it's like you can only make fun of your family. No one else can.
Right.
Yeah, but you're as one of the resident moms here at the station, Coupe. Obviously, you know you should be.
I'm very maternal looking.
Listen,
yeah.
You have
here,
a very
Honda.
Maternal instinct.
I got the long
exactly,
hair.
You do.
Plus, you're fine in the snow. You got plenty of room. Like, I mean, it's
very
a functional
durable.
Car.
Very
right,
durable.
Exactly. Supers are great. Are you kidding me?
I just don't drive one. Do you drive one?
I thought, no, I drive a coitus rejection vehicle. That is a CRV. The Honda CRV, the Costco mobile, the dad mobile.
I like a CRV.
Yeah.
A nice
gets
car.
The job done.
I like a crossover. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to, speaking of cars, David in the car. David, you're
great,
on.
Great segue. David. Hello, David. Thank you for taking the call.
All right, try back, maybe. He was calling about penalties.
Knowing the crafts, like I supposedly may know.
I supposedly may know?
And by the way, David last week
I don't know if that
called,
was the same David, but it was my favorite.
That's his take on anonymous sources. I may supposedly know this person or individual.
He also said last week, caller on caller crime, callers into the station making fun of each other was unprofessional.
Wait, what do you mean?
Oh!
That call do you have callers who call in and make fun of other callers?
Yeah,
yes,
we pay
on
them.
Sunday, actually. Yes. Yeah,
oh,
plants,
I like that.
$10 a pop. So Sunday, we had three different callers criticize each other's demeanor, call topics, subject, manner of being, etc. And David then weighed in later during the 6.5 hour Fitzy and Hart pregame show. And David said that callers making fun of callers was unprofessional.
No, I'm not going to let you set the standard.
Ooh, Danny. That's Danny. Yeah. He's a paid caller.
Okay. So since we are about to talk to Karen Garigian from the Boston Herald, here's the thing about Karen. She doesn't self-promote a lot.
Like, so we have to do it for her.
Yes, we do. This is our job because she is not a hot take artist. She's not looking for clicks. She's not looking for likes. She's not on Instagram. She doesn't do any of this.
She's just the sports writer of the year, by the way.
She talks to football players and writes smart stories.
That's all you need.
And coaches and other sorts of people around the game of football. If you want to know that Karen is trustworthy, just listen to this bizarro interaction, in case you haven't heard it, over Zoom in the 2020 season when Gronk first went down to Tampa Bay and Karen dropped in on one of their Zoom availabilities.
I'll go to Karen Garesian.
Hi, Rob.
Oh, Karen, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Where are you, Boston? This is crazy. You're zooming in our press conferences. This is nuts.
Well, it's our only way to have contact with you, so we'll take it.
All right. Hello.
It's just so pure.
It really is.
I just feel like it's important because I don't know if everybody out there knows Karen, and she is an extremely trustworthy person. And she's just trying to get this story right. And that's why, to your point, Andy, like, all the credit in the world to Andrew. He works super hard. He has a great Patriots, Pat's Interference podcast. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. But Karen, like, there is a level of, okay, this is someone who's not in it to, you know, build a big name or right. get clicks or anything like that. She just is a great reporter.
Hey, yeah. Guys, we have Ivan here. Karen, you want to lead off?
Hey, hot stuff.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
That's okay.
I don't know.
Hot stuff?
Know
hey, sugar
when
baby.
When you're Ivan Fears and you've been there long enough, you know, you can That's say okay. anything.
Well, those two can basically do what they want. Like, they're old school. Like, this is their world they're living in. So Karen can say what she wants and Ivan can say what he wants. But I do believe that we were talking about it earlier, the evolution of this from a hit piece to maybe it's kind of believable, unnamed sources, whatever. I think Andrew would have heard more criticism if it were just his byline than Karen. I think Karen brings legitimacy to
Gravitas.
It.
Gravitas.
And I'm not saying like they slapped it on for that reason. I think they both did reporting on this. I think it is both people deserving to have their byline there. But she, if you don't like Karen, that's a you problem.
Then you just don't like people.
Right. Like, mm-hmm. she's likable and she's trustworthy. I've never, like, you brought it up earlier. One of you brought it up. Isaiah Wynn had an issue with Mike Reese. And we're like, whoa, yeah. not too many people have issues with Mike Reese. I don't
Mike
know any.
Reese, big piece. What's up, baby?
I don't know anyone who's had a.
Carter's having a fun day.
That's what they Karen. Say about Mike, by the way.
Easy.
Yeah, doing all right.
Karen, I can't recall a single player having an issue with her, a single coach having an issue with her. So even Mike Reese occasionally has a little foe in the locker room. Not Karen. Karen is trusted by all, respected by all. She's as good as it gets.
Real quick before we talk to her, Andy, what is your take as somebody who's been writing in the market for many years now?
Decades.
In about using anonymous sources.
I'm fine with it. If you try, you have issues if you burn me. But that's where reporting comes in. Like, I trust reporters to go through the information, to have multiple sources, to, this doesn't smell quite right. I'm being used by an agent, by a team. But it's part of the business. And it's not just this business. It's reporting in general, right? Like, that's how you get the best information. Because people don't want to lose their careers or, you know, put themselves in harm. But they do have information that you want. So I'm fine with it. And if you trust the source, you've trust the reporter. It's gold.
Okay, joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is Karen Garigian of the Boston Herald, one of the authors of this great piece in today's Boston Herald and on bostonherald.com with Andrew Callahan about the most dysfunctional season under Bill Belichick. Karen, thank you so much. I'm so happy to have you on. Just reading through this story, it's something that I think a lot of us were aware that was happening as the season went along. But I got to ask you, reporting it, how much of this was new information to you and getting the right quotes for it? How much of it was stuff that you had seen kind of develop throughout the season?
Well, hello, everyone. And first of all, Mago, thanks for being my PR director. I appreciate yeah. that. And all of you, the kind words are appreciated. But for the story at hand, I think Andrew and I basically knew what we saw, knew what everybody saw watching the team from training camp on, you know, but we wanted to kind of, you know, fill in some missing pieces or try and get a perspective under the hood, so to speak. And it got more and more interesting as we dove into it. And the more people we talked to about it. And for an organization that has been historically buttoned up, just having so many kind of want to share and have other people understand what it was really like was very interesting.
So that's what I wanted to ask you. Did you feel like the people you talked to, different people, maybe even sort of the organization as a whole, needed to vent, needed to maybe release all of this to move on? Was this like a cleanse maybe for some of the people you talked to?
Well, partially, yeah. It seemed like that. And a venting, that's a good word for it. But, you know, as we went along too, you know, when people are talking about credibility and unnamed sources and so on and so forth, I'll say two things about that. Number one, you know, we left it as a source because the closer you identify, if we said, oh, this is a player source or a coach source, or, you know, that kind of narrows the field down to who it might be. So, you know, first and foremost, you're trying to protect the people who are talking to you. So that's number one. Number two, the way Andrew and I went about it and why we collaborated was, you know, okay, I heard this from so-and-so, you know, can't just go with what so-and-so said. You got to kind of back it up and see if you can kind of corroborate, you know, with other people. So, you know, we were basically connecting dots all around, trying to see if the same message came across from every person that we spoke with. And basically the result is what you have. All the dots we were able to connect and corroborate.
Karen, obviously what gets painted is a picture of poor communication, bad ideas, and dysfunction. But was it actually worse even than you and Andrew felt comfortable reporting on? Or is this really the full extent of how unhappy players and coaches were this season?
Well, I mean, there were some things and stories and things we were told that some things we weren't able to report because it would probably be easy to identify where it came from.
Right.
So, yeah. You know, some of those things didn't make it in. But I think, you know, there was, you know, I think everyone put their best foot forward to start, even though it made no sense, even to the people involved, how they were going about changing an offense that had worked for so many years, number one. And number two, having two coaches who had never coached offense teaching that offense. But, you know, everyone tried. They gave it the college try, but it became apparent right away that it just wasn't going to work, although they kept trying and they kept trying. And what wound up happening is, you know, there was at least a half dozen or so players who had either played in the Shanahan-style offense or McVay offense. And, you know, just having them question or say, well, what about this? My experience is this. All of those things caused issues and distrust and, you know, pushback. And so, you know, it just kind of snowballed as it all went along.
So, and we're talking to Karen Gurian from the Boston Herald, one of the authors of today's bombshell story. About the most dysfunctional season under Bill Belichick, she and Andrew Callahan of the Patriots beat there. You speak about that, some of the questioning and, you know, not understanding how they were trying to put in this system that they weren't really equipped to coach. In the sources that you spoke to who are returning next year, how optimistic, excited are they to be, you know, involved with, coaching with, or playing under Bill Belichick again next year?
Well, I think that the players, you know, still believe in Coach Belichick, but I think it was a surprise to all involved that he would go down this alley. And again, that he kind of underestimated the situation, or that he stuck by his claim of, well, a good coach can coach offense, you know, that there's like no distinction. He underestimated what it went into to be a play caller, to teach offense. And it just backfired and blew up in his face. And, you know, they were late to, you know, adjust and adapt. And again, it was hard. It was just a bad situation for both the coaches and the players to have to deal with.
So I know you had the quote in there, Mac didn't like him at all. Did this become personal in different directions from coach to player, player to coach? And do you think some of those relationships are irreparably damaged?
Well, I think there might have to be some fence mending, and I think Bill O'Brien is going to probably be a big part of that, instrumental in that. I mean, there's so many things now that Bill O'Brien is going to have to do, and one is to kind of recapture and regain the trust of the players. But just the fact that he is well established as an offensive play caller and offensive coordinator and quarterback coach, obviously he has the credentials, whereas the other two didn't. So, you know, that will help. But, I mean, Mac was broken, basically, mm-hmm. during the year. And he's going to have to repair his confidence. And I think he's going to have to kind of patch a relationship between Mac and Coach Belichick, because it seemed pretty obvious to us during the year that Coach Belichick wasn't exactly pleased with Mac and how he was handling the situation.
And of course he has to realize that he brought a lot of that about himself, and now you've got a lot of people ruining the mistakes they made and feeling badly for each other. I'm just curious, we were talking earlier when we spoke with Tom Curran, the idea that now some people are coming across, I won't say villainously, but as if they made big mistakes and were bad guys or perpetrators, and some seem sympathetic. Did you feel sympathetic towards any of the people involved in the story, Karen? Or have you covered football too long that sympathy isn't a factor?
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's not the word I would use. I was just interested. You know, I was curious. I was interested. And it not only reinforced like what we were watching, but it went beyond that. You know, the scope of it went beyond, you know, how it played out. But I will say, I do think, you know, going forward, and part of this, Andrew and I really wanted to be forward looking with Bill O'Brien coming in, is that, you know, it allows not only the organization, but the players, and specifically the players on offense, to kind of turn the page, flip the script, start fresh, and move past what happened. Do you know what I'm saying? Just kind of a wasted year for all of them, pretty much. So I think it's a good perspective for them to have. Whereas if, you know, I don't know if Matt Patricia came back, or who knows what Bill Belichick would have cooked up, it might have been harder for them to move forward. But with a guy like Bill O'Brien, I think it's going to be easier for them to just, it's almost like, you know, the saying how they use a bad game, you bury the ball. Well, mm-hmm. they get to bury the year and move forward,
bury
you know?
The season, bury the year. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Karen Gurian, Patriots columnist with the Boston Herald, one of the authors of Inside the Most Dysfunctional Patriots Season Under Bill Belichick with Andrew Callahan. You can catch that in the Boston Herald and at bostonherald.com. Karen, such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in here.
Anytime, Mego.
All right. Thanks Karen. Thanks, all right. Karen. And we will continue the conversation on the other side. Lots of interesting nuggets in there about the reporting behind that piece. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. WEEI, Megan Annalini here with Andy Hart and Nick Fitzy-Stevens. We just spoke with Karen Gurian, one of the authors of this Boston Herald piece detailing behind the scenes how things went so wrong with this Patriots season. And I am seeing a couple comments both in the Twitch chat and on the text line, which you're intently staring at right now, Andy. What's the big deal? It's not like they went, 1-16. But one person went. What is the wreckage that you're picking through? Why is this so catastrophic? And I would say, if you feel that way, if it takes like it being a 2-win season, 1-win season, 4-win season, I don't think you're seeing what's potentially happening in real time, which is this is the greatest coach in history, and this is coming towards the end of his career. And what happened with this season, the things that went wrong were mostly due to the decisions that he made well before the season started. And so it's fair to look at that and say, did he realize at the time, as training camp went on, as the season went on, when did he realize how much he screwed up? And what could he do about it? And what is he doing about it now?
Well, I think you start with Robert Kraft wants to be a contender every year. He has said that. He has made that clear. Patriots were not a contender this year. So this was not a good enough season in the eyes of Robert Kraft. Now,
playoff contender or like Super Bowl contender?
Contender. Okay. He says contender, and I take that to be Super Bowl. And he is fixated on don't have a playoff win in now 4 years. Mm-hmm. I'll insert because he was three at the time. You didn't make the playoffs. You haven't won a playoff game. Your owner, who I often refer to with Fitzy, he's the patriarch of Patriot Nation. He was a season ticket holder, the story of the metal bench and Foxborough Stadium and all of that. He, in my opinion, emboldens fans to feel a certain way. Like when he's worked up, it's like, wow, if he's worked up, he's a fan. He's like
okay, this is what the standards are.
Right, this isn't just business.
That entitles us to feel the same way.
Right, I'm not just in this to make money and do whatever else. So this is a very disappointing season for him that I think he had hope for. You go back to the spring when he was talking about, well, the two most important things are quarterback and coach. I think we have those. So we're moving forward. You have to have those. But one of those derailed the other, right? The coach made a decision that or general manager or whatever, guy putting it all together, made a decision that derailed the other.
It's all right. It's the same
guy. Like, that's obvious.
Yes, it is. So they missed the – I thought we were Title Town, Fitzy.
We're in Title Town.
But now this is Don't Worry Town from that perspective. Like, what are you guys doing? It's not like they only won two games. They barely missed the playoffs. It's like chastising us for saying it was a lost, wasted season.
Well, you hear callers call in, and love you, callers, 617-779-7937.
You're the worst, but we love you.
No, I do love the callers, but too. Occasionally they'll call in and they'll say, well, if they had gotten into the playoffs, they could have made some noise there. You know, they I think if have. They had gotten in, of course, you're fans. Like, you're going to be optimistic that way. I'm not going to knock you. But then why are you okay with an 8-win season under the greatest coach of all time?
Nobody
should be ashamed of yourself.
Nobody should be okay with an 8-win season. In fact, the feeling you should have before you turn the page and move on with Bill O'Brien, as highlighted by Orlovsky, Karen Garrigan, et al., is, wow, I'm actually more frustrated now that I read... Excuse me, first you're validated and vindicated reading this. Then you're more frustrated. You go through like stages of grief or depression here. I'm more frustrated because if they actually were able to pull their head out of their blank and make some appropriate decisions this past season, they should have and could have won 10, 11 games this year. And they would have been able to probably win a playoff game because coaching and the mistakes made therein by a piss poor coaching staff is what actually ended up costing this team. Line play, fumbles, receivers running into each other, quarterbacks that didn't know where to go with the ball and at what time. That cost this team, but it's done. And now you just move on from it. It's good to know the details because I'm a firm believer in learning from the past. And those of us who don't learn from it are damned to repeat it again. And that Robert Kraft let us know, Andy, we sure as hell we're not going to be doing that again.
And maybe most importantly or tangibly sort of on the surface, Bean. What the hell is the Bills GM?
Brandon Bean.
Brandon Bean reminded us this week something Patriots fans have been giddy about for the last year plus or prior to this year. One of the key factors in football success is a quarterback on a rookie contract. You just used year two of Mac Jones' rookie contract on a wasted season, on a season where you derailed it. Because I'm with Fitzy. I mock the idea that if you had gotten in, you could have made some noise under the current format of the Patriots.
Right. Yes. Under but if the Bill who they were at the end of the season.
But if they had had Bill O'Brien from week one of this year, and even if they were a similar mediocre team, 9 or 10-win team, sneak in, I would have felt better because you're a more mature, competent, stabilized unit. You might have had a chance. But what's his name? Brandon?
Brandon Bean.
Brandon Bean. I don't know why I can't remember his name. Bean. I keep thinking Billy Bean.
Bean. Brandon Bean.
I don't think that's the part that's
no. It's the first name. I know the last name. It's Billy
Brandon,
Bean.
Brandon. Okay, Brandon.
Andy. Brandon Bean. Let's go, Brandon
Let's
Bean.
Let's go, Brandon.
He talks about it like that's a thing in football. The rookie contract. If you have a Pro Bowl quarterback on a rookie contract, you have a chance. Like you, that gives you a theoretical competitive advantage. You just kicked away a year of that.
Well, and those guys are on their rookie deals. We're paying Stephon Diggs a pretty hefty number. We're paying Josh Allen a pretty hefty number.
Yep. See, it matters. You're not paying
Mac
Jones a hefty number. You're paying Jonnu Smith a hefty number. You're paying Nelson Aguilar a hefty number. What was my point?
Thank God. I'm not quite sure.
That really pays off.
Was Aguilar
the weapons you put around him? That's worth the money.
I bet Aguilar was not one of the sources. Didn't strike me as that.
No, he seems like a nice fellow.
Yeah, seems pretty...
Not that you're a bad fellow if you're a source. Didn't mean to imply that there.
Well, that is one. Okay, so and we're gonna get into some of the stuff that Karen said in a couple minutes, but. The thing that jumped out to me was she essentially said, this is stuff that we saw developing all season. We saw it with our own eyes being down there at practice and the games and in the locker room often. And to me, the kind of surprising thing, and you might say the unpatriot-like thing or the un-Foxborough-like thing is how willing and how happy these guys were to vent. Whether they're players, agents, coaches, people around the situation wanted to vent. Yeah. It sounded like she said they was venting. They wanted people to know what it was like down there and that it's not all reflective of one person, two person, three person, one outburst, one disagreement, one soundbite that went against the coach. That this was a whole year's worth of dysfunction.
And that comes with losing. Comes with you're getting further and further away from the Patriot way is just automatic success and we win. But I think it also comes from individual desires to not be scapegoated. I'm not going to be the one that looks bad when people need to know that there was a lot going on behind the scenes here. But you can control the message through victory, through winning, through like that power. And I mean, the quote in there that says it all is the Belichick effed us, right? Like he's the be all end all. He's the one that would keep everything in-house and people would fear that now there's not as much fear of him. And maybe some of it is age. Like you said earlier, like, oh, you know, he's kind of coming to the end here. Maybe that's it, too. Like if you're, you know, in year two with the Patriots and you think Bill's only here a couple more years, are you really, whatever, we'll figure it out. But, you know, if this were the mid-2000s, you know Bill's here for the next 15 years, so you don't want to screw yourself and maybe get yourself kicked out of town. So but mostly it's losing. I go back to that. Well, Matt Slater said it to Mutt and I on one of the shows. Like, he just kind of chuckled, like, that deep voice he has. Winning covers a lot. And it almost like you could hear him thinking about the things that were covered over the years by winning. The thing that winning squashed. Well, you're not winning. So you don't have that hammer. So guess what? They're going to vent. They're going to talk. Then loose lips are going
to
get out.
Okay, well, you said, you know, this all comes down to, Andy, the quarterback and the coach.
Mm.
And I want to get to that next because there was something that Karen brought up. Where do those two stand? Now that Billy O'Brien is coming back to town, Bill Belichick and Mac Jones. We're going to look ahead what the tasks that Billy O'Brien is undertaking here and everything that went on last season, where it stands. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.